We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is important because this is a little concerning. Last night, the Yankees had a very odd time, and I was saying this before you got here, Joe. When they took Aaron Judge out last night, it was odd. You know, it was still only the sixth inning. They're up, but they're not up like 15 to 1.
They're playing the Braves. Right.
It was a very odd time to take Aaron Judge out. But he did. He brought in Mike Tauchman. Yankees won anyway. And Boone, if I'm not mistaken, because I listened to what he said, said, oh, no, I'm getting him some rest. He's played a lot. I wanted to pick a time to get him rest. Assuming tomorrow
for Boone, right?
We do have Boone tomorrow. And he's got some answers here he's got to make because he downplayed it. Well, guess what? Guess who's not in the lineup today?
Wow.
He's not in the lineup.
So there's an issue then.
Well, and now Aaron is admitting it. He says he's getting some treatment for, quote, lower body tightness.
He says he hopes
he can play Friday against the Red Sox.
Boy, that opens up a lot of areas.
There's
lower
a lot,
body tightness.
Yeah, it could be many things, Joe.
Right.
I don't understand. It's not like I'm mad at Aaron Boone that Aaron Judge may be hurt. That stinks. But why did he say last night it was nothing? What was it nothing last night? But then he woke up this morning.
He probably didn't want to deal with the media last night going delirious about it. Figured I'll sleep tonight and then I'll bring it up tomorrow. Maybe that was it. You know, I don't need this tonight. We'll discuss it.
You know, if that's his answer tomorrow, it's a pretty good answer.
That is a great answer.
I don't want to deal with it tonight.
And I would have no problem with that. I would understand that totally.
I'm just more curious because I didn't think Judge was hurt, as odd as it was when he took him out. The reason I didn't think he was hurt, Joe, is he was in the dugout. They were showing him in the dugout. He's smiling. It's not like he went back to the locker room or anything like that.
Well, Judge can't get hurt. I mean, seriously. The guy's just 9 home runs. He's off to this crazy start. Boy, oh, boy.
Aaron Judge has proven, not just this year in a handful of games, 17 games, not just last year, the year before, the year, when he plays, he's one of the best players in baseball.
Oh, God.
So it's
without a doubt.
Yeah. Now let's get more on this. Sweeney's going to pop on. Hi, Sweeney. How are you?
Hi, Sweeney. How's Judge?
Good. Well, he's out of the lineup, and Aaron Boone was kind of vague about it last night. He expanded on it today. He said that Judge is suffering from what they're calling lower body tightness, and there's something they're trying to get ahead of, as opposed to something that is an actual injury right now. He said Judge wanted to play. But they were mindful of the fact that they've got a lot of division games coming up, another off day tomorrow. So he's in for treatment right now. And they said it was really just stuff with hips, hamstring, calves, a lot of the lower body stuff that became tight. And they, Boone's feeling is a lot of it had to do with playing 4 games on the turf in Tampa. And that's why he pulled him out last night, just kind of watching him. It wasn't something that necessarily the judge did or pulled an injury of some kind during the game. But watching him move around, Boone said he made the call to get him out of there then. And obviously they're not in the line. He's not in the lineup today. Clint Frazier's in right. And I mean, this is something to kind of be concerned about. This is me talking. They're not sending him out for MRIs and stuff. And they say that hopeful that he'll play on Friday. But, when you're dealing with something now, we've talked about what a problem an injury could be that misses several weeks. Even missing, three, four days or whatever it is a large chunk of time in a season this size. Mm.
Yeah, the concern is the fact that the one negative about Aaron Judge's Major League Baseball career is staying on the field. That's like literally the only negative. He's a brilliant defensive player. He's a great base runner. He's an amazing slugger, has a great eye. Sometimes I think he's underrated. That's how good he is. It's staying on the field. So I think for any Yankee fan, just hearing anything about Judge and now him missing essentially a game and a half, it's going to throw up warning signs, especially after what we saw during spring training with him.
Yeah, when he got hit by the pitch 2 years ago, that's just a regular baseball kind of injury that happens to anybody. But everything else is kind of the result of his playing style, it seems, playing hard a lot. And, you know, listen, there's probably a reason that guys of his body type don't play baseball very often. You know, you can count on, two hands, the number of size guys that you see like this when we talk about both him and Stanton and Winfield, Frank Howard, guys like that. But it has to have some sort of effect that size body trying to do the things that guys a fraction of his size will put themselves through. And they're the ones who still have a hard time playing 150 times a year because of how rough it is to just be able to take the field that often. I think his body type absolutely has something to do with it. I think it's a reason that you, as excited as you are to see him as a player, the long-term future of seeing him, you know, playing that many games every year, that certainly has to be a concern. You know, right now, you know, they've downplayed it, obviously, last night. Today, it's obviously a big part of what we're talking about. If he doesn't play Friday, and it's not an injury per se, well, then, you know, this is something that you just wonder how often is it going to creep up. And when it gets time to the point where you really can't take the days, where it's maybe late in the season or postseason type of thing, you know, how is it going to affect his performance?
You know, I just to say, you brought up Winfield and Frank Howard. I don't remember either of those guys missing a lot of time, to be honest with you, Sween. But that's,
sure, of course, yeah.
But that's just to say.
But listen, it's hard to, you know. I don't. Maybe there were other guys this size who tried to play, and we don't even know who they were because they never made it that far.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I understand.
When we talk about, we tend to name Hall of Famers and multiple All Stars and things like that. When we talk about, well, this guy didn't need this guy didn't need that. I mean, there's a lot of room in between. So you're right. Those guys played a lot, played every day. But again, it's not the exact same comparison when you're talking about body types. I just think that has to be considered a factor here when you're talking about the ability to stay on the field for 150 games.
How's Stanton? What's the latest on Stanton? When do you think we will see him?
Yeah, they called him yesterday like a grade one, and Boone even said like a grade one plus. So it's a pretty, you know, pretty decent strain, the hamstring. I mean, any hamstring injury normally 3 weeks. They're saying right now 3 to 4 week time frame that was put out there in one report. They said was fairly accurate as far as just a ballpark figure. So yeah, I mean you're talking into next month before you see him.
Well, here's some positive you take out of this. The Yankees have so much depth it creates opportunity, and the opportunity is now there for Clint Frazier. He was called up the other day, was not in the lineup yesterday. Turned out to be a good decision. Mike Ford had a pretty good day with a couple of doubles. Mike Ford's in the lineup again, but so is Clint Frazier. He's playing right field. I don't know, Sweeney, how long the opportunity lasts, because hopefully Judge is back, and you still have Mike Tauchman, and you still have Brett Gardner. But at least for now, Clint Frazier, he's got a chance now.
Yeah, the opportunity is there to get some at-bats. And you're right, they gave Ford a couple of extra at-bats yesterday, first spot with the DH. You know, Aaron Boone has talked about Clint Frazier very positively quite a bit, you know, really since going back to spring and summer camp, and even just a few moments ago talking about what an impact player he can be. And Frazier is obviously frustrated, feeling that he had a good spring and he had a good summer. And then, you know, when the decision had to be made, you know, to cut down, he got sent down. He's back up now. We'll see what he can do, make the most of these at bats. It's never been, you know, he's never had this one long-term consistent, you're the left fielder, you're the right fielder type of thing. And we'll see if that time comes now. The thing about coming out of the start of the season, out of summer camp into the start of the season, everybody was healthy. You know, and 30-man roster was one thing. Then you stay here, but you didn't put more than 9 people in the lineup at any one time. So that part hurts. And Boone said the one thing you give Aaron, Clint Frazier credit for is the way he handled this. He was certainly disappointed. A lot of questions in a meeting about it with Boone and Brian Cashman, but he went back to Scranton the very next day, began working hard, and showed in Boone's words, some maturity. So we'll see what happens here when he gets a chance to play now.
By the way, another fight in the
Islanders
Capital game. It's unbelievable.
Wilson and Anders Lee going at it again. This is a chippy crazy way to start this series.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Islanders Capitals, Sweeney.
Crazy.
NHL playoff hockey in August.
This is the fourth fight.
Did the game yesterday end yet?
Yeah, barely.
No, I'm serious. I saw it was whatever overtime it was in,
five.
And then the Yankee game ended. I had no idea what happened after that.
Yeah, they had to move the game that was supposed to follow it to this morning, mm-hmm. Sween, and then that game went to overtime. So this Islander game started an hour late.
Crazy.
No joke.
And it's been nothing but one fight after another.
Yesterday was one of the fifth overtime?
Yes, fifth overtime last night, double overtime today.
Who won that game yesterday?
Last night was Tampa Bay ended up winning.
And what, the goalies had like 140 saves each or something like that?
Yeah, I think one goalie had 88 saves in the game. It was a historical, insane kind of game.
Can you imagine if we see a playoff? I mean, the Red Sox-Dodgers game was kind of similar to that a couple of years ago in the World Series. But but five overtimes is kind of insane. Imagine if we saw like a 30-inning playoff game in baseball.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's added to the craziness, and this could happen in baseball, because I read Jeff Passan said that they're considering it. I've brought it up for a while. We've talked about it, that they should create a bubble for the postseason. Well, you'd almost run into the same problem because you're sharing stadiums, and your plan is, we have a five-hour window.
Right.
We should be fine.
Right.
And then, as the old saying goes, you plan, God laughs. And that's exactly what's happened in the NHL the last 2 days.
I never heard that one. That's a good one. I like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of laughing on me today, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Joe had a rough one.
Yeah, it wasn't a good day. What's the story with Chapman, Sween? How close is he, by the way?
He threw yesterday, so I missed. He was on a call with reporters a little while ago, and I missed that one. So I don't know what he had to say specifically about it. But, I mean, he's working his way forward. They don't want to rush him. They do have some bullpen coverage, but, depth, but it's so important to make sure that he's ready to go, because when they come in, you don't want any setbacks with any of these guys. Yes, the Yankees have Britton and Ottavino. They lost Canely. They have Chad Green. But the real magic of this Yankee bullpen is having everybody available, not that in case one of them falls down, you have somebody else in place. The depth of it being available constantly, that's what's really the key factor for this bullpen. They invested a lot of money in it for that particular reason, not just so they could have backups. So it'll be important to get him, make sure he's properly built up and ready to go when they need him.
Sweeney, appreciate the update. Thanks for checking in. We'll be listening later
to
the Yankee game, Yankees Braves. Thank you, Sweeney.
See you, Sweeney.
Sweeney on Aaron Judge, who's out of the lineup after Aaron Boone pulled him yesterday after the sixth inning, said, it's no big deal. Calm down, nothing to see here. And today he's got some lower body injury issues that appear minor for
tightness now.
Didn't they say
lower tightness. Body tightness?
Yeah, he's got some tightness in his lower body.
Man. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.